Hoffman Company's Riverside Project, Procurement Series Webinar, Bloomington's Ayala Park, and more. Welcome to Weekly Wire Roundup number 51. I'm your host, Various Benjamin Smith III. Land brokerage firm, the Hoffman Company, facilitates the sale of a 482-unit apartment project in Riverside. The Hoffman Company recently brokered the sale of a 482-unit residential development in Riverside County. This 482-unit apartment project is a multifamily apartment project, and there is a shortage of multifamily homes in California. The larger project is a 35-acre mixed-use development with 400 plus apartments, the hotel that has been suggested, RV parking, a petrol station, and a potential pad for offices and hotels. Check out more about this land brokerage firm deal by the Hoffman Company at the article at the Start Empire Wire website. The U.S. Small Business Administration to conduct Procurement Series webinar for small businesses. The U.S. Small Business Administration is hosting a Procurement Series webinar for small businesses. Get yourself registered by 8/24/2022, 8 a.m. for free. The SBA will provide instruction for this two-week course on obtaining certification as an SBA, 8A, SBA Women-Owned Small Business, and SBA Hub Zone. You can access the registration link in the link on the article. The federal government wants to provide women-owned small businesses with at least 5% of all federal contracting funds yearly. Bloomington's relocated and rebuilt 7-acre Ayala Park has spectacular amenities and a community center. Ayala Park is a brand new 7-acre neighborhood park with unique features and a community center in Bloomington. The landscaped park has three play structures for toddlers, kids, and teenagers, as well as walking paths and exercise equipment. Bloomington's 7-acre neighborhood park is brand new, although the name Ayala Park is not. It was moved and renovated from where it previously was. Check out more information at the article on the Start Empire Wire website. The Inland Empire startup ecosystem industry is tremendously fragmented. A few top-tier hubs, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, are well covered by media, events, and data platforms. Finding reliable information relevant to startups or the tech industry in the Inland Empire is extremely difficult. As a result, startups can't scale fast enough. Investors are having a hard time finding the right deals, and corporates can't find the right companies to partner with for their innovation activities. Start Empire Wire, the leading Inland Empire startup publication, is providing the Inland Empire startup ecosystem with the most accurate, engaging business and financial data, events, and news. Our reach of entrepreneurs, C-level executives, angels, VC investors, startup employees, key management at innovative corporates, and big tech is the solution for your B2B or B2C needs. As we build out our platform, we're looking for partners. This is your opportunity to get in on the ground level. If you're looking to align yourself with the local and growing startup and tech ecosystem of the Inland Empire, we have created the platform to get your name noticed and the opportunity for you to grow the recognition of your brand. Contact us today for availability and pricing options. We look forward to our partnership with you. LA-based Dido Properties buys industrial property in Fontana for $33.6 million, expands footprint in the Inland Empire. Dido Properties, based in Los Angeles, paid $33.6 million for 7.11 acres, bringing the price to $4.7 million per acre. According to a representative for Daido, the company's first plans include building another truck terminal. According to the records, Armando Amador was the owner of the property. The company runs an 11 million square foot portfolio of truck terminals, cold storage facilities, and logistical space, mainly in the Bay Area, Inland Empire, and Los Angeles. Find out more about Daido Properties' new purchase here in the Inland Empire by going to the article on the website. Carousel Mall in downtown San Bernardino to be reconfigured as an open-air, mixed-use retail district by a Dallas firm. Lincoln Property Company, a Dallas-based company, is now redeveloping the Carousel Mall property in downtown San Bernardino. The company has extensive expertise in executing mixed-use real estate projects worldwide. City Council also overwhelmingly approved this move of Lincoln Property as the development company of the Carousel Mall on Wednesday, August 3rd. To find out more about this new Carousel Mall that's going to be built and reconfigured, go to the article at the Start Empire Wire website. San Bernardino is better in housing affordability than other counties in California. San Bernardino County was the most affordable, with 30% of households able to purchase the $493,000 median price home. In this article, according to data collected by the California Association of Realtors, Orange County was the least affordable at 12%, while San Bernardino County was the most affordable. According to California Association of Realtors, housing affordability in California fell below 20% and slid to the lowest level in nearly 15 years. So check out more about the affordability of California by going to this article at the Start Empire Wire website. This week, we had two great podcasts you want to check out. On Tuesday, we published a podcast called Building, Educating, and Promoting Sustainable Systems for Business with Steve Kinsey of SK America. So check out that podcast by Steve Kinsey on our YouTube channel and all major podcast platforms. And on Thursday, we published a podcast Helping You Protect Your Family and Your Legacy with Mike Ortiz of Ortiz Law. And that is also on YouTube and all of our major podcast channels. Make sure you check out both of those podcasts and tune in for the next week's podcast. It's going to be amazing.
Now for the event. First event you want to check out is going to be the Riverside County Women's Leadership Conference. This one is happening at Crossroads Church on August the 25th, starting at 10 a.m. To RSVP to this event, go to mychamber.org/WLC. Another event that's coming up on September the 8th will be the 16th Annual Women in Business Conference. This one is put on by the Temecula Chamber, and it's happening at the Patinga Resort and Casino. September the 8th, starting at 8 a.m. Go to the Temecula Chamber's website to check it out. Next event that you don't want to miss out on, it's going on right now. It is going to be going on until September 24th. It's Zero to Customer One, a workshop series put on by Pause for Success. And all the details that you want related to that event can be found at the Pause for Success website, pauseforsuccess.org. Finally, check out Connecting Faith and Business, which is going to be happening on October the 13th, starting at 10 a.m., Connecting Faith and Business at the Riverside Convention Center. This event is put on by Impact, and looks like it's going to be an amazing event. So go ahead and make sure you check out all of those events.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the weekly Wire Roundup. We publish the weekly Wire Roundup every Sunday. Be sure to tune in. We'll publish a video on YouTube and the audio on every major podcast platform. Please tune in again next week. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Same place, same time. Peace.
This video newsletter is a roundup of articles, news, and events around the Inland Empire and part of Start Empire Wire, an aggregate location on the web dedicated to connecting you with the best startups, people, and events in the Inland Empire. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube and join our email list at startempirewire.com.